Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brady looked human. He looked mortal when he came to Pittsburgh this year. For the first time probably ever. Kenny got hurt. Mitch Trubisky came in, outplayed him. TJ Watt didn't play. So Malik Reed sacked him instead. Not used to that. The 23 years Brady said goodbye again today. We're going all access with Aditi. Let's start with that, Aditi. Do you think he's telling the truth this time?
I don't think he was not telling
Bless
the truth
you.
A year ago. Thank you. I think he had a change of heart. But I do think this time, this is really and truly indeed it. It is very sad. I was listening to Donnie earlier saying that, you know, Donnie thinks if he's got better pieces around him, he still could have done it and he still could have gone back next year.
That was me. I do. Aditi. That wasn't Donnie. Donnie's eyes just like came out of his head. That was me.
That was Malzy.
Malzy, I'm so sorry. Malzy, I'm sorry.
I think Donnie's the one who should be offended being confused from my questionable opinions.
I don't think they're questionable. I really honestly am with you on this one. I don't really understand the absolute hatred for a guy who was a long shot, worked his tail off, by all accounts was an incredible teammate who made everyone around him better. But in this city, I mean, people just, how do you chalk up the
Well, you're a Jersey girl. Do Knicks fans like Michael Jordan? Do you think Knicks fans are like, yeah, let's go MJ? You're the man. No, they hated him.
There's so much jealousy. There's anger because
right.
Michael Jordan stood in the way of the Knicks doing what they wanted to do. And it's envy.
Didn't they cheer on Jordan the way good NBA crowds like individual performances for double nickels?
No, the real hardcore Knicks fan hates Jordan.
Tom Brady is not as hateable as Michael Jordan is. Michael Jordan, do you remember that Hall of Fame speech?
Michael Jordan's a sociopath.
Do you remember that Hall of Fame speech where he was so petty that he called up the high school teammate that beat him out for a spot on the team and mocked him from the Hall of Fame podium? I mean, Tom Brady's never doing that. Never. Come on.
No, he's just abandoning his family to go 8-9 and having that all blow up on him.
Yeah, you know what? That's the piece here. That's the human piece that's so sad. I don't want to say that a divorce is because of one thing, but often it is one straw that breaks the camel's back. And if he sacrificed this incredible partnership and marriage for this one last season. I mean, but it goes to that. You know, I once heard Tom Brady say he desperately hopes that his children find something to be as passionate about as he has been football. But he also desperately hopes that they never experience that same torment.
Aditi.
Because like all things in life, you know, you can love something and it can be great for you, but you can also love it too much to your detriment.
So to that point, that's part of like sort of the what you're saying here, how much he loves football and the idea that he probably can still get it done if he's in the right situation. He's no longer the force multiplier that makes a situation right, like say Mahomes in Kansas City makes everything around him work.
Right.
I have a very hard time. He's an all-time competitor. He's up there with Jordan for sheer competitiveness and other people like that. I have a very hard time thinking that if, you know, June or July, when he's really starting to get football prep part of the calendar, like rolled up here and he's thinking this is when I would be really training hard. If he looks out at that football landscape that he's going to have to be studying to do the job of color analyst and sees that other teams still don't have their quarterback situations settled, I just got to wonder if that lure is going to be out there where he's going to want to come back. If San Francisco can't figure out what they're doing.
$350 million that Fox is paying him is more than he's made in his entire career as quarterback.
I know, and he'll make more money doing that.
Oh, I didn't know that part of the
stat.
He'll
make more money doing that next year than he would playing for a football team, but I just think it's going to be hard for him to give it up when he doesn't now, and I don't mean this to make light of it, he doesn't have a wife to go home to. He has a family, he has kids. But football time of year, I think football's still going to be front and center on his mind, and he might want to go back.
I think it's like that great adage about finding a new path and finding something new to be competitive in, and haven't you already conquered every single thing you can in this other arena? Again, it goes back to the whole way that Pony started this, and he said that, you know, he actually looked human for the first time when he came to Pittsburgh, and he seemed very defeated then. Don't forget what Marquise Pouncey told us last year when we called him the day of Ben Roethlisberger's last game against the Browns in Pittsburgh. And Pouncey told us, he said, I could have done it for another 3, 4, 5 years, but I would have been ordinary, and I don't want to be ordinary. And you look at Tom Brady, and not this past season, but the season before, he definitely thought he could have won a Super Bowl. This year, he looked mortal for the first time. Now, could he be better than half the quarterbacks in the NFL? Sure. Could his sheer force of experience help him where maybe he's lost some juice on his fastball? Of course. But I don't think Tom Brady wants to be ordinary.
Aditi, I want you to
say... and I'll give you one more since we were talking about Ben's last day. We all know that Ben thought that he could still do it. Ben thought he could still play. But is there any way that that was fun for Ben to hear people doubting him? For Ben to think that Ben was the reason that this team was being held back? Tom Brady's too smart to go through that. Not that I'm saying, again, let me just fix that. Not that I'm saying that Ben wasn't. I'm just saying that I think that that is hard on anybody. That's hard on any professional in any field. And I think that you sometimes, you know what? If you don't play the game, you don't have to worry about losing the game.
So we, in the spirit of Brady's retirement, we ranked quarterbacks from this millennium, from the 2000s. Quarterbacks that have played 2000 on, because I didn't think it was going to be fair to ask Donnie to go look up Otto Graham stats or go, like, read stuff about Johnny Unitas, guys he never saw play. So I'm like, let's just do guys that we've seen. They're all fresh on our minds. Let's just rank quarterbacks from the last 20 or so years. Okay, Aditi?
So okay, except that the game has changed so much in 20 years.
Well, think about how much has changed in 50 years, trying to compare Bob Greasy to Drew Brees and
right.
stuff.
No, you're right. No, you're totally right, but keep going.
Okay. So we ranked the top five quarterbacks of the 2000s. Now, I understand that I'm just throwing this at you and giving you zero prep. But I think Malcolm Gladwell said this is actually when you make the best decisions, is when you thin slice it and you're just forced on the spot.
That's why I wrote
sure, except it's not like I have any stats in front of me or any records or anything like that.
That's the whole
that,
point. That's what Pony's saying.
That's what I mean.
This is why I wrote all of my term papers the night before the morning of.
So give us Aditi just... right off the top of her head, the top five quarterbacks of the last 20 years.
Oh, that's so hard. I thought you were going to give me a list and have me quibble with your list.
Well, you fire away with
your list,
top,
and then we'll
five.
Give you ours, and we can quibble the night away. We can quibble as much as you'd like.
Guys, that makes for terrible radio. You should have at least told me to come prepared with a list.
Sometimes so terrible radio equals great radio because it's so bad it's good, like the ugly dog that's cute.
How do you think I got to where I got in this business, Aditi? 13 years of terrible radio.
All right,
radio.
Aditi, we can make it easy by saying you're going to put Brady 1, right? That'll give you some time to think about.
You're going
to
put Peyton 2?
Yes.
Okay, so now we've done 40% of the labor for you, Aditi. Now you just got to go 3 through 5.
And now we'll just start naming some quarterbacks.
But then I have problems because, like, I loved Mike Vick. I don't even know off the top of my head what years Mike Vick played. If he
you can't put him
in
the top five.
Does he count?
You can't put him in the
top
five.
I guess not.
It's her top five list. She can do whatever the hell she wants, Pony.
So you got to consider, you've got Big Ben. You've got Drew Brees.
Patrick
Mahomes. You've got Patrick Mahomes. You've
Aaron
got Aaron Rodgers.
Philip Rivers.
Wait, Patrick Mahomes in the 2000s?
Yeah, we're talking 2000 until now.
Not just a decade. You're talking about the last 23
years.
Yeah,
correct. Yeah. Yeah, the 2000s. 2000 to now.
We could put the Jeopardy.
Well, how
music
much
on.
Does. I mean, well.
This is Aditi's criteria.
How long did Brett Favre play into the 2000s?
Well, his three MVPs were in the 90s, so I left him out.
Yeah, if we went back to 1990, okay. He becomes a much more viable candidate for
and Donnie
this.
Donnie also didn't feel good. Why did you leave? You wanted to leave?
Because he's a scumbag, right, Donnie?
What was your logic there, Donnie, on leaving him out, among other things?
I wouldn't do that to the poor people of Mississippi.
Correct. There was a whole state
and most
that he was
of
thinking
Kurt
about.
Warner's career was in the 90s, too, right?
No,
I mean,
just the one
the
big
Super
one.
In 2008.
Just 99 is the big
one. 99.
Yeah. 99 was his first
okay,
year actually
Okay, but he
playing.
Was only like, but see, this is the problem, right? I'm like, okay, so what? He's only 8 years of that 23-year spell, but Mahomes is only, what, 6 years?
Well, look at
that,
five as a starter for Mahomes.
The brilliance of Mahomes, Aditi, on
full disclosure, Aditi, I have Mahomes third on my list, and Donnie had him third as well.
I had him five.
And I thought hard about putting him ahead of Peyton already
as much as that sounds crazy.
You
made the right call.
I mean, the reason I put Tom ahead of Peyton is because of how much he's won.
Correct.
It's a team game. At the end of the day, you are judged by how much you win. Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger, quite frankly, are future Hall of Famers because they both have two rings and because they led their teams to great heights. Neither of them was ever MVP. So I mean, Ben was never even a Super Bowl MVP.
Ben never got an MVP vote, which is kind of wild.
So I'm going to help you out, Aditi, and I'm going to give you our top fives each, and then you can...
Okay.
And now I'm just going to cut right to the quibbling here that you wanted. You are the guest. We need to roll up the red carpet.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should be accommodating our guests. I'll read my own top five. I don't want Pony to put any kind of tone on it. My top five was as follows. Tom, Peyton, Mahomes, Rodgers, Breeze.
Okay. And yours, Pony?
Brady, one. Manning, two. Breeze, three. Aaron Rodgers, four. And Mahomes, five. Now, Donnie had Brady and Manning 1-2 like us. He had Mahomes 3 like Chris. He had Breeze 4, but he had Roethlisberger 5. He left Aaron Rodgers out.
I have to tell you, Pony, I think I'm with you. I think that your list, Mahomes has not put in the years that Breeze and Rodgers have. And you're asking me... Now, could I project, will he ultimately have a better career than Breeze and Rodgers? I do think so.
Same.
He has to stay healthy for that to happen.
Yep.
It just hasn't happened yet. And
correct.
If one of our favorite lines about football is that part of your ability is your availability. Well, these guys have done it in Rodgers' case and did do it in Breeze's case for a very long, extended period of time. As the game changed and evolved with lots of different teammates. I mean, that's one of the most magical things about both Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Go find the list of every single teammate they ever threw a quarterback to. It's not like it was just this one connection that was so magical. And of course, Patrick Mahomes is building that, but he hasn't built it to the same length of time as the other two. So he can't be three for me.
Do you have any issue with Donnie leaving Rodgers, a four-time MVP, off his
list. Yeah, I just think, sorry, Donnie, but I think that that's such a Yinzer move.
Oh, no! He's okay with that. He's all right with being the Yinzer spokesperson.
I'm a man of
the
Yinzer people on this show. We know that.
Did you just put the accent on a little bit harder than usual?
No, that was normal, Donnie.
I was going to say, that sounded like standard operating procedure, Donnie. Standard issue.
Aditi, we just had Florio on before you, and if anybody missed it, I'll just recap one part of the conversation. We were talking about Sean Payton's contract, and he said, I think it's going to be between $20 million and $25 million. And I said to him, $20 to $25 million a year. And I said, well, Mike Tomlin's due a contract extension. Do you think he'll get that kind of money from the Steelers? What do you think?
No shot. None.
I thought you were going to say something else there for a second.
No, she knows better now. She's been dumped a couple times. She's learned her lesson. She's not banned like my wife.
Not a couple, just once. Just once I got dumped.
What do you think it is about them? I mean, they are extremely loyal to coaches, but what is it about them as a franchise that you think would preclude them spending that kind of money, even if they, you know, they love Mike Tomlin, which they obviously do.
The family business in Denver, I can't even remember what it is. It's Walmart, right?
Yes.
Is that what the family business
$70 billion
is?
Dollars is their primary owner's net worth. He's got a lot of money.
Okay, right. What is Art Rooney's family business? The Steelers. They just don't make money that way. They just don't pay that way. They keep assistant coaches when they perhaps shouldn't because they're still under contract and they don't want to pay them not to work for them. We just had this conversation a few weeks ago when you said you'd have to go all the way back to 2000. Or what year was it that you said you'd have to go back to? 2000, right? And Kevin Gilbride.
That's right.
That they actually let an assistant go before his contract was up.
A coordinator. Yeah.
I mean, they just don't do it. So, and that part of that is because that's not how they spend money. They don't have that much money just available to them to do that. I mean, think about how many contracts the Haslam's paid for when they didn't have the coaches with them, assistants that they, I mean, I think Todd Monken, who's interviewing right now with Baltimore, with Tampa Bay, I think he was paid for 2 years after he was let go in Cleveland. I could be making, it might be 1 year, but I think it was, I think that he was still, but the Haslam's make their money elsewhere.
So what do you
owners
think the Steelers
make their money elsewhere?
So what do you think the Steelers will do here? You think they'll give Tomlin like another 2 year extension this offseason and give him like a $1 or $2 million raise?
Probably, yeah.
Here's
I don't see them going up to $25 million. He is currently one of the top five highest paid coaches, right? That's
another thing
that's really secretive. What is he at? Is
he
at 14?
12 and a half,
now?
I think, is the number. I think there's Belichick's ahead of him at 20. Pony. Is Pete Carroll ahead of him?
Pete Carroll's ahead of him.
Is Harbaugh's just behind him?
Yeah, Sean McVay's ahead of him.
I think he might be fourth, Aditi.
I also think that Mike Tomlin is a, you know, Mike Tomlin's not a gaudy, flashy guy in any way. And I think he's very reasonable in recognizing what matters to him the most. And he's been on record multiple times saying that the best job in the world for him is head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He knows exactly what he has here. He knows exactly what he's built here. And that's worth something. Now, could Mike Tomlin say, you know what, let me be free and go make way more money on the open market? Sure. Might not be the right fit. Might not be the same thing. Might not have the same ownership, the same city, the same all of those things. I think that Mike Tomlin is smart enough to say that holding out for an extra $1 million for my ego does not necessarily mean I'm in a better situation or I'm more valued.
Didi, one of the things that we know that they do, I asked Mike Florio this as well, and I freely admit this.
Wait, what did Florio say? Did Florio say he thinks that Art Rooney is going to get up to $25 million? All right.
Don't think so. And I freely admit that this is one of my specialties, a hypothetical I'm going to pose to you that I know will never happen because of how the Rooneys like to operate, that they have become the franchise that coaching stability is one of their things. All the signs are pointing to the usual operating procedure. Coach has 2 years left on his deal. Sometime this offseason, Mike Tomlin will get another 2 year extension through 2026. If you were in Art Rooney's shoes, would the results or lack thereof of the last 6 years spur you to make this the time that you treat this whole thing differently and you do not give Mike Tomlin an offseason extension, standard operating procedure?
No. First of all, the question has to be, do you think Art Rooney is actually really views this through the prism of massive disappointment? I think the way that you heard him talk about Matt Canada sitting here and saying, oh, well, in the second half of the season, there was improvement.
No, I think there would have to be maybe like 5-12 in back-to-back years for Art to start thinking that maybe something was going horribly wrong.
Right. So I don't think that through the prism of what he's seen, he thinks that Mike Tomlin needs to be on quote-unquote notice. I mean, and this whole exercise is so ridiculous because the truth of the matter is Mike Tomlin is one of the best coaches in the National Football League, period. Can he tweak things? Can he tweak his staff? Can he tweak certain ways things are done? Sure, but you're not getting a better head coach than Mike Tomlin. Like, you're just not. So all this idea
you don't think any of the coaches that'll get hired in this hiring cycle, including the guy in Denver, are better than him?
For this city, for this market, for this ownership group, no.
So you don't.
Do I think that? I mean, I'm on record saying this, right? Like, you've heard me say, if I were a football player, this is the coach I'd want to play for. I said John Harbaugh. If my son were to grow up to be a football player, I would want him to play for Doug Peterson. I mean, I can tell you that there are coaches around the league that I think so highly of, that I think are tremendous coaches for a variety of different reasons, and I'm happy to tell you why. But so much of this game is about fit. I think I also said this to you last week. I had the conversation with the father of a current Steelers player about his son and the whole contract situation and all of that. And I said, you know what, one of the things that I've really witnessed in my career is players chasing that extra $1 million and ending up in the wrong fit for them. You should think about where you are used, how you are used, how the scheme fits you, what you're able to do, the type of coaching you get. Because ultimately, the more successful team you're on, the more opportunities there are off the field to make money. And Le'Veon Bell thought that he could capture as much extra in millions as he could. And what happened to his career? He went behind a line that was not built to block for him. He went to an offense that did not have the other threats to take heat off of him. Le'Veon Bell was not the same in a different city than he was in Pittsburgh, in multiple different cities. Wasn't the same in New Jersey, wasn't the same in Baltimore. And so to that point, Mike Tomlin is the perfect coach for the way the Rooneys run this team. Mike Tomlin is perfect for the ethos and the mindset of the city of Pittsburgh, for the fan base that is here. I mean, you honestly think that if Sean Payton came in tomorrow, he'd be a better coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think he'd win more than one playoff game in 6 years.
Well, and that's why I go back to there have to be some tweaks. There have to be some adjustments. This is why I kept saying.
And that was why I brought up the question,
Aditi.
Remember when
Dan Rooney told Mike Tomlin to move on from Bruce Arians and bring in a different coordinator? Remember when Chuck Knoll was told to move on from four assistant coaches?
That was why I would suggest, like, just not doing the re-up this year. It comes with the, we still like you. We still have very high expectations. We just want to see some changes. We want you to make them now.
But
and
do
then
you
we'll
know
do
that
this.
Ownership sees the need for such changes?
No, I think Chris is saying he doesn't think
I
that
don't
he
think
wish
that they
did.
Do. That's exactly what I'm saying. I don't think Art Rooney thinks anything is wrong. And I think that if you were any other team in the NFL and you hadn't won a playoff game in 6 years, and since your last Super Bowl visit, almost half the league had gone to a Super Bowl, that you would think that maybe things weren't going as hunky-dory as you like to think when you get up and look in the mirror.
I'm not disagreeing with you. And I've said this all the time. Every time I say this on the radio or on a TV show in Cleveland, people get so pissed off at me. But yes, the standards are different in Pittsburgh than they are in Cleveland. In Pittsburgh, you're expected to compete for a Lombardi trophy every single year. That's it. That's what you're expected to do. This is the family business. Every single inch of what they do, of what the Rooney family does, is focused on this team and this team alone. There's no distraction of Walmart. There's no distraction of whatever it is Steve Bisciotti does that makes a gazillion dollars. There's no distraction of anything outside of this business. This is a club that is built to win and win every single year. So, of course, it is jarring to think that there are people very, very high up in headquarters who are like, oh, yeah, okay, all right, great. We had another non-losing season. Like, it just doesn't jive. It doesn't make sense. But what you're asking me is, should Art Rooney hold Mike Tomlin's feet to the fire? I'm asking you, does Art Rooney recognize that something could be done here?
No.
That something could be tweaked?
No.
So if he doesn't, then how is he going to hold Mike Tomlin? What's the point right. in telling Mike Tomlin, we're not going to give you an extension?
Aditi, what are we going to meet up with each other in Phoenix next week?
Well, I sure hope so. I don't know that we're going to do the NFL Honors thing, though, again, since I have a different... Remember that, everybody? When
yes, you got
I
me
invited
in.
Pony and Amanda to come to NFL Honors.
Yes.
We... had a little and difficulty then I, finding then I, each other. Guys, even poor Cam Hayward.
I lost you. I couldn't get to you, and then I lost you when I was in there, but we were just grateful to be there nonetheless.
I have to tell you a secret. Yeah, we were supposed to be sitting next to you, and then Stacey James, who of course works with the Patriots, and I got up for a minute to try to get an adult beverage, and we got whisked into a VIP
area. Yeah, you
area,
went into the big time
where
area.
There was lots of food and
left
drink,
us with the hoi polloi. Yeah,
sorry about that.
We were left sitting next to Aeneas Williams instead.
All right. Which is really a hardship, wasn't it? Was it so hard for you?
Yeah, it was brutal. It was absolutely awful. Aditi, you're the best. We'll talk again next week, okay?
All right, you guys are awesome. Have a great rest of the week.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We were in Tom Brady's Jordan era. How many Hall of Famers didn't get a ring because they had to play Michael Jordan? Does Reggie Miller suck? Does Patrick Ewing suck? No, they don't suck. Does Karl Malone and John Stockton suck? No. I mean, what do you want to say? Like, everybody's like, oh, was it Ben? Was it this? No, it had nothing to do with us. We were good. You win some, you lose some. There's some pluses and minuses in there. But, man, we're going against one of those guys. It's tough. What you want to hear? You want the truth or you want me to lie and make something up and make excuses?
Reality.
Oh, you guys lost to Jacksonville. Yeah, we would have lost to Jacksonville, and then we would have went and played the Super Bowl.
That's the same buzz.
Okay, I like Bince Williams. I still want to call him Bince because he wanted to feel a part of the Killer Bee era.
Ballsy.
Started calling himself Bince. He also showed up to training camp once in Stone Cold Steve Austin costume.
You had to love that, Donnie, when he wore the 316 vest.
I was a fan
of
that.
Big pop.
I'd like to try to get him on the show sometimes. I don't know how he feels about me, but it's all good. I give opinions. People sometimes disagree, and I think he gets that now. Since he's retired, has been pretty outspoken about stuff on social media, and that was Vince on Arthur Motes' podcast a while back saying the football relationship equivalent of it wasn't me, it was her. Like, don't blame me. We didn't do anything wrong. It's just that we had Brady and Belichick at the same time. We were a victim of bad timing. Our great teams with this explosive offense came at the same time Brady was cooking people in New England. He didn't say this, but it's like a golfer during the golden years of Tiger Woods. That's the analogy he was trying to make. We couldn't win championships because this all-time great collaboration was happening. And I think there's a, isn't there a half-truth? Is that what you would call that, Chris, a half-truth? He's right, but I would feel more willing to agree with that and accept that if the Steelers had lost to New England head-to-head more times in the playoffs.
I don't really agree with it, period. Not for the reason you're saying, but it's frustrating for me. One of the major frustrations of watching him carve them up time after time after time after time over and over again was they were unbelievably awesome during his entire career, but they weren't invincible. Eli Manning beat him twice. Mark Sanchez beat him. Sexy Rexy shut him down. The Colts, Manning, if we talk about Roethlisberger as an obvious 5 years and in Hall of Famer, Peyton Manning got past him on multiple occasions. Probably the one that sticks in my craw the most, the Ravens, the Steelers' real preeminent rival, a team the Steelers handled many times, went into Foxborough and fed them their lunch one time, absolutely should have beaten them another time, and had plenty of success against them. They were not an invulnerable team. My frustration with them standing in the Steelers' way is that it seemed like the Steelers were like the perfect matchup for New England. Whatever it was about, whether it was Cowher coaching or Tomlin, LeBeau's defense, or somebody else's, the Patriots just had their number, and it never seemed to be tough for them. So that's why I'm frustrated when I hear him say, we would have had all these rings. Well, other teams managed to figure him out even to some small degree. Why didn't your teams?
And for the years he's talking about when he played, from a talent perspective, the Steelers had better offensive players than the Patriots, or at least on par. Brady, Edelman, Gronk, Ben, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, I actually think Vince Williams is a pretty straight shooter on a lot of stuff. I like a lot of the opinions he puts out there on social media when I see him. I think this one reeks of excuse making.
Like,
a little
it doesn't
bit.
Matter that we lost to Jacksonville because we weren't going to beat New England anyways. I mean,
your head coach thought that you were couldn't wait for round two.
And don't get me wrong, I concur. I think you guys would have lost to New England too.
Do you think they'd have lost to New England if the Jesse James play doesn't happen the way it does, and the road goes through them? Do you think if they see New England again, but it's at Heinz Field,
what
they win it?
I mean, you say that, but what difference does it make when New England had already come here and beaten them on their home turf twice in the AFC Championship game?
No, I know. I'm asking you. Like, I think a lot of people believe that the Jesse James play single-handedly kept them out of the Super Bowl that year. I think you would have been just set up for another this guy rips your guts out in your own building situation. It's just during a time and place when the Steelers did have all that offensive talent, the Patriots are able to figure them out enough where they couldn't even get back there, and other teams who weren't like all-time great teams were beating him. They were not invulnerable. That's the bottom line for me. Like, they went through a little period where, like, Joe Flacco could get them.
Just don't even think about New England. The next year, 2018, they beat New England in the regular season. So it's not even if this monolith was standing in your way, because you beat them. You took them down.
Yep.
And you still missed the playoffs.
Yep.
Like, in that very specific year, the last year where you had the three guys together, here was your opening. Here was your chance. Well, wait. I think I have my years off there. Do I? So
18 was the last year of everybody together. No, 18, Connor was the running back.
Connor was the running back.
Yeah,
that's
Bell,
right.
The last year with everyone together was
the last 17. Year with Ben and AB together.
Where you still had a really good offense,
football.
Yes.
You beat New England and you still couldn't even take care of your business enough on your own to make the playoffs.
And that was the year you and I think, both agreed that the Steelers really could have been a problem had they gotten in, except they didn't. And everything went to crap soon after.
I mean, Donnie, do you think that if Brady and Belichick never existed for those years, the combination of Ben, AB, and Le'Veon Bell would have won at least a Super Bowl?
I like their chances to maybe win one, but I mean, the great argument there is what happened in 2017. I mean, they lost to New England in the regular season, the Jesse James game. I might think that played more of a factor down the line than you guys do, but
Got beat by the Miami Heat in the playoffs.
Yeah, the truth of it is they lost to Jacksonville because the entire team, including the head coach, was already looking ahead.
Oh, the head. That's one of his worst moments. He uses in that analogy are all these basketball players who didn't win one because of Jordan. The Stocktons and Malones of the NFL world actually did at times beat Jordan in this analogy and then won their own titles. You know, like that. I just can't get past the idea that here's the problem. You, the Steelers, were the team. I would guarantee you if you give Tom Brady truth serum. Remember he and Belichick both said, ooh, the Steelers are really tough, well-coached, you know, blah, blah, blah. They're tough to play against. If you give them truth serum, they'd have said, give us the Steelers every AFC championship game. We'll play them in Pittsburgh and we'll win.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some breaking football news here. We've got Mike DeFabo, Steelers insider, who's in Mobile on his birthday, no less, covering the Senior Bowl. We'll get a NFL draft, Steelers draft report from him next hour. Roundtree was on last night. I wasn't listening because I was sick. No offense, Roundtree. Who said that he wasn't sure, it was unclear to him if Andy Weidel was even in Alabama. The guy is setting your draft board. He better be in freaking Alabama. He needs this information to make his decisions. So if he's not, then I don't know what the hell is going on with them. DeFabo will update us on that in a little bit. Roundtree, by the way, says he's on the parkway right now. The guy next to him is drinking a White Claw.
I actually can believe
citizen's arrest? Can he do that?
No.
How do you execute a citizen's arrest? Is that a real thing?
I think it's a thing that happens in movies and television shows. How do you say? I don't think it's real.
A citizen's arrest.
Like, say you think somebody is stealing and you detain them. Can't you be charged with false imprisonment if they weren't doing anything wrong?
Well, also impersonating an officer.
DMX, the late DMX, did that a couple of times and went to jail for it, I think. The ultimate irony, going to jail for impersonating a police officer.
They impersonated an officer at the end of The Godfather. I was reminded that watching it yesterday when I was sick.
Very true.
When they put out the hits on the heads of the five families. Michael Corleone. He had a lot of time on my hands.
Did you make it through that movie yesterday?
You know what?
Fall asleep.
One of my biggest.
Just relax.
I said this to you guys. I always like Goodfellas over The Godfather, but that 3 hours flew by watching it.
Yeah. Ugh,
there's so many good moments.
Did Cammy and Poppy know that you were sick and just kind of let you relax and just sit on the couch with you?
Yeah, they
no?
were good. They went outside a couple times. They just chilled. Breaking NFL news. Boys, sit down. If you're driving, pull over.
Especially if you're that guy Roundtree saw with a White Claw, allegedly.
The Arena Football League is back. They just sent out one of those Michael Jordan press releases that said, in quotes, I'm back.
And speaking of Goodfellas.
Arena football.
Speaking of Goodfellas, Zeiss's response, I didn't even realize they were gone. Ray Liotta laughing dot gif.
Bring back the Pittsburgh Power with new play-by-play voice, Donnie Football.
Dude, that would be badass.
Bring back Donnie and bring back the Power.
Does their Twitter account put this out there with the Lee Hutton III as their commissioner? The statement, quote, we're back, knowing he's going to get roasted for it, but they don't care because it's going to do a million plus views.
Do you remember what a big deal our first boss
yes.
thought it was when we got the Pittsburgh Power broadcast rights?
I'll be honest. The nicest, we go to opening day.
I knew you were going to tell the story, so please.
But don't you think it's worth telling?
Yes, by all means.
So we were brought to the then Consol Energy Center. on like a Friday night or something, and given the sweet experience, there wasn't even a game.
There was a game, but we were not paying attention to it. It was arena football.
It was like blue cheese topped filet mignon, the nicest spread by a wide margin I have experienced as a professional radio broadcaster. Prepared for us, it was the eat and there was like Johnny Walker Blue Label in there. I seem to recall high end alcohol, high end food, high end desserts. Eat what you want. This is a big deal. And I, even at 24 years old, remember thinking how strange it was that this was for an arena football team. But yeah, I mean, we were eating like kings and drinking like kings
then
that night.
The whole team got fired at an Olive Garden?
Yes. I think they spent more on our dinner that night than it probably took them to buy the team dinner when they fired them. Yeah.
There was a brief period of time where I think Lynn Swann was involved in that ownership group.
He was.
And Swann knew that we had the games. And it must have just synced up with his schedule living out west. But there was like a month period of time. One of my old producers would vouch for this. He just randomly called my night show, I would say, three times in a month's period. And it wasn't even about, and he would shoehorn in something about the power. But he'd like offer up a take on what we were talking about. And then he'd like say, and by the way, power tickets go on sale.
He would say like, he'd be like, Andrew, I agree. The Penguins power play needs some changes. You know what power doesn't need changes? The Pittsburgh power. They need you in attendance.
You know what? I don't really know why I didn't embrace arena football. It's cool.
I would rather watch the
high scoring. It's quick up and down action.
I would rather watch like the USFL or the XFL 3.0 now. I would rather watch like regular football played in normal football conditions. The Arena League actually feels
okay. So if
to
you
me.
Had a choice between getting the Mullers to actually start playing their games in Pittsburgh, or
I
get
you said the Mullers for a second, I was like,
or get the Arena Football League back in town. What would you pick?
The Maulers playing here. I think I'd go to a Maulers game. Weather's, you know, it's a spring league. Weather's turning nicer. I think I'd go watch the Maulers play. Now, if they've got the spread for me at the Arena League game and I get the same experience, maybe
Donnie,
I have a different story.
I agree. I never even went to a power game whenever they were a team.
My Alex's best friend was doing PR for them back then, and she said it was a behind-the-scenes
I would agree with
disaster.
Maulers. One of the reasons why I would is because I'd rather be outside in the spring and summer than indoors.
But if it was an indoor winter league.
My advice would be for the Arena Football League, play your games Tuesday nights.
Slowest sports night of the week?
No, during the football season.
Slowest sports night of
the
week.
Yeah, so play them Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Own those 2 days.
Yeah.
What about Maction?
Well, Maction would have to compete with the Arena Football League.
All right,
there's room for both.
You've got Ball State, Miami of Ohio, and Arena Football. Which are you watching?
I'm probably watching Ball State, Miami, but if there's a team here and I can see the difference now between back then is it's easier to bet on these things now.
I would not bet on Arena Football League with somebody else's money.
If we had like a hotshot quarterback here who had played college ball and they were good,
how could you
you'd
even
be betting
set
your
the,
fanny off on those games?
How could you even set the over-unders?
You'd get the hang of
nine
it.
Nine and like a half touchdown passes?
You'd get the hang of it. It's like anything.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.